Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
What is the name of this company?
I provide customer support for more than 100 companies. May I ask the reason for your call today?
I'm trying to find out if this is a scam that about an iPad Pro.
Okay. So have you... have you received a charge or have you received an email?
It was a text message.
A text, okay.
Text, yeah.
All right. So this is a, and you said it was, now I don't provide customer support for those various items that are offered, but it sounds like this is a sweepstakes offering where you pay for the entry each month. With that entry, you're offered a $125 gift card voucher to spend at the online, an online vendor, the discount shopping store. So it sounds like that is an entry to win an iPad Pro.
Okay, because it says that I've won it.
Okay, so if you've won it, then you will continue through with the emails, follow the instructions of the emails, but without locating an account, I really don't have a lot of information until I'm able to locate an account.
Okay, what do you need to locate the account?
All right, your first and last name, please.
Sarah, S-A-R-A, Hunt, H-U-N-T.
All right, thank you. Okay, so I'm not showing an account with that information. Have you, have they requested you pay the shipping and handling?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay, and have you already completed that portion?
No, because I'm afraid to give out a credit card number.
Okay, all right, so that's why I'm not able to locate an account. Yes, so without paying the shipping and handling, I wouldn't be able to locate an account. Like I say, I provide customer support for the entry, not the product. So I'm not showing that here.
All right. Let me get back and read all the small print. Thank you
yes,
very
ma'am.
Much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.